One day, Jesus was standing on the shore at the Sea of Galilee. A big group of people crowded around him so they could hear what he was teaching. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats. It belonged to Simon and his brother Andrew. Jesus asked them to row out a little way from the shore so he could sit in a boat and teach the crowd. When he finished speaking, he asked Simon and Andrew to take the boat out into deeper water and let down their nets. Now they had worked all night long and caught nothing. The two were pretty skeptical, but they threw out their nets. Suddenly, the nets were full of fish. The nets were beginning to break. Simon yelled for his friends, James and John, to bring the other boat and help. Soon, both boats were so full of fish, they were sinking. Simon turned to Jesus and fell on his knees. He said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am too much of a sinner for you to be around." Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men." Simon, Andrew, James, and John didn't hesitate. These four fishermen pulled their boats up on the beach, left their nets, and followed Jesus. How many of Jesus' 12 disciples were fishermen? Do you know? Here's a hint. Read Matthew 10:2-4. Why do you think Jesus chose so many fishermen to be his disciples? I don't think it was just because he liked to eat fish. How about you? From that day on, Simon was a changed man. Later, when Jesus was preparing the disciples for his death on the cross, he gave Simon a new name, Peter, which means rock. This was not the first time in the Bible someone was given a new name. In the Old Testament, Abram became Abraham, which means father of many nations. Jacob became Israel after he wrestled with the angel. In the New Testament, Saul of Tarsus became Paul, a switch from the Hebrew to Greek pronunciation after Paul began ministering to Gentiles. In Peter's case, he went from being a fisherman to a bold fisher of men. He had been a pretty good fisherman before he met Jesus, but he was a really good fisher of men afterward. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people became believers and were baptized. On a scale of 1 to 10, how perfect are you? Do we have to be perfect to become fishers of men? The answer is no. Every believer is commanded to be a fisher of men, which means obeying the Great Commission and telling others about Jesus. There are four principles of fishing for men. Evangelize, shepherd new believers, train leaders, send workers to the lost. Are you a fisher of men like Peter? Have you left your boat and nets on the shore and followed him? The fish are waiting for you.